Welcome to The Road Trip. I'm your host, Michael Ray, NTTA's Media Relations Manager. You might not realize how much technology goes into operating our toll road system. We thought we would ask our roadway systems manager, Corey Carr, to explain how it all works. Corey, thanks for being with us. You go back to the days of chucking quarters in a bucket, right?
I sure have. Yep. All those coins, and was a very interesting time. It was interesting, to say the least.
So you had to go out there and work on the various machines in the toll booths and make sure that they were operational and kind of a link to the non-technology past, right?
Yeah, all the what we would call automatic coin machines, yellow booths, basket, right? You got to slow down. You got to get your change out of the car or wherever it may be and shoot it into the basket, you know, and hopefully you make it, right?
Yeah, I think there's almost a nostalgia about that. We hear from drivers from time to time. They kind of wish they could go back to that, but they forget that, like you said, you got to aim for the basket. You had to have change on hand, or you had to have somebody make change for you. You had to queue up in line, and we forget about all the exhaust emissions while you did that. Now with the free-flowing roadway, it is a much better system for sure. So here we are 18 years later, and my goodness, so much has happened. And you've been right there in the thick of it. Let's talk about how the system works first and foremost. I think that's what people ask about quite a bit. The thing that you go through, what is the tolling point call? What is that structure?
We call them gantries. You got an entry or an exit ramp that you would get on or get off, and there would be a structure. We call them like a gantry, and that's, you know, you're basically driving through our toll zone as you go through that gantry.
So being all electronic for some time now, there's a system of processes, and I think people are interested in that. Let's take a toll tag driver first and foremost. They've gotten the toll tag on their car. It's on their windshield, properly affixed, we hope. When they enter the roadway and drive along one of NTTA's roads, technologically, what happens? How does that work? What are the nuts and bolts there?
Well, one of the things that people may not realize is, you know, in order for us to detect a vehicle, right, for us to know that you're in the toll zone, we have what's called loops, loop inductance in the ground, right? And so it's picking up mass metal from your vehicle, and we're using electrical magnetic field, that's EMF, emitting from the ground up. And so there are loop wires that are placed in the ground, in that concrete, and it's going all the way back to our main toll systems cabinet. And that's a key. That's how we know you are in our toll zone.
That's interesting, because you think of the stuff up above, you don't think of things you don't notice. So is it like a trigger are you describing in the roadway itself that detects the vehicle first?
Yes, that is exactly it. That's we've got to know you're there. So it is a trigger. I guess a signature, right? Yeah. It's just like wavelengths and whatnot. So when you pass through, it picks up, says, hey, something's here. And then we just track that vehicle based on the metal of that vehicle, you know, going through the lane. And so when you talk about toll tags, the toll tags have an RFID in the little sticker. You may not know it, but if you put your finger on the middle of the tag, you'll feel a small, tiny bump. That's the RFID. As soon as you enter a specific area in our toll zone, we have what's called an RF cloud. When you've entered into that, it activates the RFID, which then gets sucked up into an antenna that's above the lane, which goes all the way back to our cabinet. That's how it works. It's real simple. You don't see it. It's
sounds
all,
simple.
You know.
Yeah, it sounds simple to you, but already it's way over my head, the cloud and all of that. But that's fascinating.
So, you know, we're actually reading your tag anywhere from 10 to 100 times within that millisecond, right? So it is a kind of a validation that we are for sure reading your tag and your tag only as
wow.
you go through.
That is amazing.
If your tag is valid, meaning you have funds available in your account, then if you were to have your account open as you drove through, not that I'm recommending that, I'm just saying that
right. The
quickness of this is that within a second or so that you pass through that toll zone and you have valid funds, that transaction is on your account. You would see it right away. It would show up that fast.
Wow.
So yeah, the connectivity, right? From the lane, no matter where you are, all the way to our back office system and right up to your account, it shows there you went through this location at that time. So, you know, The next aspect of the system is our cameras. If your tag is either invalid, say something happened to your credit card, it didn't update your account, or, you know, I've had that happen to me, my own personal tag, the credit card expired, or I got a new one, I didn't get it updated. So what we would do, you would go through, we would know that you're not valid, and we would take a picture of your license. For those that don't have a toll tag, that's all that we would do. We would just take a picture of your license plate, and you would go through the Zipcash process, where you would get an invoice in the mail.
So these cameras must be very specialized, because cars are going through, we hope, at the speed limit, but sometimes a little above. So it could be in excess of 70 miles an hour. You're capturing an image of a license plate?
You know, when you look at shutter speed on cameras and how there's the calculation that says that a vehicle would have to go 700 to 800 miles an hour to get motion blur, right? To where the plate would become a blur and you wouldn't read anything. So if you think about this, that's crazy. That's fast.
That's pretty fast.
So the shutter speed at, you know, 70, 80 miles an hour, yeah. Not a problem. These cameras get a beautiful picture of the plate, and we're able to process that.
So that system is just, it just sits there all day and night, right? You have lighting.
24/7. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
So knowing that, how does it all kind of talk to each other, and how is it all tied together? Again, I'm not just asking questions from, I think, what the average person who doesn't know anything about it would ask. But they occur to me, how does it all work together?
Again, we get a transaction ID. So at the lane level, and again, with the loops, you know, that's all tied in to say, hey, we got a vehicle that has entered the toll zone, and we have the vehicle exiting the toll zone. Did we have a tag? Yes, the tag is tied to that transaction. If we didn't have a tag, if we took a picture, we take 3 pictures per transaction. Those 3 pictures then get tied to that transaction, which then goes to our back office. So it's all, you know, batched together for that one single transaction.
Well, that's pretty amazing. When you look at the system that you have in place right now, is there AI in it? We hear so much about AI and the technology that's going to make things even better in the future. Do we use AI now, and are we looking to use it more in the future?
Well, I'd say for right now, there's some form of AI with our image capture cameras, meaning that we have what's called OCR. It's optical character recognition, and it's reading the license plates. In essence, we have a threshold set within the OCR software that is reading plates. So all the plates that are going through, it's constantly reading the characters off that plate. It's got to meet a certain value for accuracy. Uh-huh. And if it meets that value, then it goes through what we call a kind of a automated process. If it doesn't meet that value, then we go through a manual review where we have human eye reviewers, third party, that take a look at the characters of plate and key those in so that they can then be processed.
It's an amazing system, even more amazing than I realized when we started talking about it. How about the other things that you do for safety? And we talk about, and we have on this podcast before, about cars interconnected with roadways, about cars talking to us or to each other, and how we use that info. What do you see in the future in that regard?
Well, certainly connected vehicles has been a conversation for a while. What it looks like coming into the future is that vehicles on the tollway or have that capability of connecting to each other so that they can receive information from a safety standpoint, that if there's an accident ahead, you'll be alerted in your vehicle, like to slow down or potentially, you know, is there other reroutes or something, detour to give people that information that they need. Or if there's a wrong way driver, you can be alerted that, hey, there's a potential wrong way driver in your vicinity. So I think the connected vehicles would just be more immediate information to the everyday driver.
And I know it's a series of systems that are out there, right? I mean, we don't have a clear cut route. I know we want to do it in the future, but
there will be technology that needs to be installed, right? That will assist the entire system to be able to be interconnected with not only us, but also the customer.
And the same would be said of what are known as autonomous vehicles. We call them self-driving cars. Okay. They would all have to be connected into something to make sure that system would work, right?
That is correct.
Yeah. When you look at self-driving cars, what do you think, what is the technology that would have to take place for them to become viable, to become a reality? What has to happen in the future to make sure that they all work, as you noted a little while ago, within a system?
You know, there are a lot of manufacturers, I believe, that are working together to figure out how to make that happen. You know, there are a lot of committees, nationwide. And I do know that there are in different areas where they're testing out this technology. And so that in itself at some point is going to be coming down the pipeline for us to start understanding what it's going to take infrastructure wise on our system to meet the demands and to meet the technology aspect. So it's coming
faster than we'd like. So Corey, it seems like NTTA takes a lot of pride of being on the cutting edge. I mean, we talked about the toll tag. We essentially invented that in 1989. I'm not sure people realize that. It has since gone not only nationwide, but worldwide as a system for electronic tolling. So you proud of what you do? And are we on the cutting edge?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things when we went all electronic, we were the first to do an all electronic system. And, you know, one of the things that I am proud of is working with NTTA is, you know, we have a in-house maintenance team and installation, right? We do it all, which helps. It stands us out compared to other agencies. We put together the types of systems that work best for what we do. And so, you know, if there are other agencies outside of us that use an out-of-the-box type of a system, which is great, and that works for them. And so we've just prided ourselves on the fact that we do it all on our own. And we have a team that comes up with great ideas, how to do things better, do things more efficient. So our team is really superb in all the things that they can do to make things work.
Yeah, it sounds like we're out there on the cutting edge, which is a learning process in and of itself. But we're always happy to share with others things we have learned, right? That there's kind of a cross current of information throughout the various tolling agencies in the U.S., right?
That is correct. Yes, we have had a number of agencies come to us to ask about our lessons learned. What did you learn about going all electronic? What would you have done differently? Those kinds of conversations. With that has also improved us, continue to be better at what we do and how we do it.
Yeah, because you see some of the major granddaddies of them all up in the Northeast, specifically the Pennsylvania Turnpike, the New Jersey Turnpike, they're really just now getting to the point of being all electronic, or at least moving in that direction still, right?
Yes, there are still some agencies still collecting the coins.
Let's talk about cameras that are not used for tolling. I know that we have a system of cameras throughout our or on all of our NTTA roads that help report for safety. They go back to that safety operations center that's manned 24/7 we've talked about. Is that part of what you do? Do you help that system stay in tune, if you will?
So yes, our team is involved in all of those. So we have what we would call a camera pole that you would see on the tollway. If you haven't seen it, you might see it after I talk about it today. Yeah. But every half a mile, there is a camera pole in a designated location, and it's got a series of five cameras. Four of those cameras are in a fixed position, and one is a PTZ to be able to, you know, scan around, look around where there may be an accident, to assist with authorities or whatnot.
So that's an adjustable camera, a PTZ?
It's an adjustable camera. Yes, that can be, you know, pan, tilted, zoomed, whatnot.
Uh-huh.
So it's at the numbers today, we've got about 200 poles. We got over 1,700 cameras in the system, monitoring almost just about every foot, maybe even every inch of the tollway.
And that's for safety reasons
That is for safety. Yes. So we've got software or applications built in that if something stops, because the tollway should always be moved.
Right.
If something stops, meaning something fell out of the back of a truck like a ladder or whatever the case may be, or a customer is pulled over because they ran out of gas or they got a flat tire, our system detects that and will automatically send out the RSS, RSS service to come out and assist what they see on cameras.
And that's the Roadside Safety Services. They respond for free for folks on the tollway for minor things, especially where they can help out and get you on your way. And then the pound 999, I guess that's part of your system too, where that routes directly to the safety operations center. When you think about how much goes into it just to do a day's travel and multiply it by 365. I mean, it's stunning how much technology is in our system.
Yes, it is a lot, from the tolling system to what we call the ITS, which is intelligent transportation systems. You know, combined, we're looking at about, 6,000 different types of devices, right? We're monitoring those 24/7. You know, we're just ensuring that the cameras are online for the safety of the customers on the tollway, for our safety operations to monitor all that. From the tolling system, we're making sure that all things are online 24/7. We know in near real time when, say, a specific tolling camera goes offline, we're notified real time, and we can try to fix things, immediately within minutes. We've got a exceptional team that is continuously keeping eyes on the system.
Can you adjust things more remotely now than once the case?
Yeah, so we have capabilities to be able to connect to a camera, focus, or zoom. Even today, we have the ability to turn off a power outlet and turn it back on remotely. We don't have to drive out to unplug something to plug it back in.
To reboot it. That's what all you IT guys tell us to do.
That's right.
So you do it remotely. Yep. Well, it's certainly come a long way from tossing coins in a bucket, and you've been there for the whole ride. So appreciate you looking out for it and giving us a glimpse into exactly what goes into running an all electronic intelligent transportation system like you do. Good luck for keeping it online as it gets even more complex in the future. Corey, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Problem. Great for having me.
All right. And we thank our listeners as well for stopping by. And as we always tell you, if you have any questions or concerns, drop us a line at mrey@ntta.org. That's mrey@ntta.org. And as always, we ask you, please drive safely.